This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. John Kerry plans to travel through an average of more than one state every day for the next 2 weeks. He's traveling by bus, by train, and by boat after leaving the Democratic convention. Kerry is accompanied by his vice presidential nominee, John Edwards, as well as a crowd of reporters, including NPR's Scott Horsley, who's on the phone now. And Scott, where are you?
Steve, I'm in Langone Park in Boston's North End. It's a waterfront park, and it's the kickoff of a campaign tour that the Kerry campaign says is going to go from sea to shining sea. It seems like just a few hours ago that John Kerry was giving his acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention, and in fact, he joked about that this morning. He said, "Where did the night go?"
Well, I think a lot of nights are going to go while he's on the road here. 21 states, 3,500 miles, most of it on the ground.
That's right. It's going to be a grueling pace, and you might wonder why Senator Kerry and Senator Edwards are putting themselves through this. For Senator Edwards, this is his anniversary today that he's setting off on this journey. Senator Edwards said that they're coming out of Boston with a tremendous amount of energy and enthusiasm, and their goal is not to let that dissipate during what is typically a quiet month during the campaign season. The campaign says this is reminiscent of Harry Truman's old whistle stop campaign tours. I think it's also inspired in a negative way by the memory of Michael Dukakis in 1988, who came out of his convention with a big lead and then sort of let that wither away as he spent August at home.
Well, Bill Clinton, of course, in 1992 came out of his convention with a big bus tour, and everybody's done something like that ever since.
That's right.
Now President Bush is campaigning today as well.
That's right. President Bush and Senator Kerry are going to be all but tripping over one another over the next couple of days as they campaign in many of the same key battleground states. Both men are going to be in Ohio and Pennsylvania over the next couple of days. And as you know, Steve, from having been there recently, Ohio is perhaps one of the most closely fought and most prized battlegrounds in this election. Last night I talked to a couple of members of the Ohio delegation at the convention. These, of course, were Kerry partisans, but I was curious how they thought the speech might resonate with their neighbors who were perhaps still undecided, those few undecided voters. They thought Kerry had scored some points in a couple of areas. One, with his strong on defense talk, his comment that he defended the country as a young sailor and he wouldn't hesitate to do the same as president. Also, his talk about faith, which is something that Senator Kerry doesn't talk about a great deal on the campaign trail, but he did say there's room in the Democratic Party, there's room in his campaign for people of faith.
Now, this convention is dismissed sometimes as a formality in these days, but as you know, Scott, it's also a legal deadline. Before the convention, Kerry was raising money from private contributors. After the convention, he's not. How does that affect his strategy?
Well, it's a significant milestone. Over the last 4 months, really since he became the obvious de facto nominee, John Kerry has actually been outraising President Bush. That stopped as of yesterday when he formally accepted the nomination, and now he's got to rely on just public money. President Bush, meanwhile, can continue to raise private money for another 5 weeks. Now, the Kerry campaign did make the most of their remaining days. They raised a record $5.2 million yesterday alone on the Internet. That money will now be turned over to the Democratic National Committee. In addition, there had been DNC volunteers in red T-shirts all around Boston during this convention raising money. That will be used not directly by the Kerry campaign, but by the party in, again, key battleground states like Florida, like Ohio, like Pennsylvania.
The money raised right before the deadline can still be spent?
It can't be spent by the Kerry campaign, but it can be turned over to the Democratic National Committee to spend in ways that will indirectly certainly benefit the Kerry campaign.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley is with the Kerry campaign in Boston. Thanks, Scott.
My pleasure, Steve.